Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to celebrate on Juneteenth. An agreement to pay reparations. No, not in the United States, but in Great Britain. How and why? And why is this in any way appropriate? We will get to that. There's also talk of a landslide in the air. Of course, a lot of people on the Democratic side are saying, of course, it'll be a landslide for Joe Biden. But there are reasons to believe, according to a piece in Politico, they went out and they talked to Republican operatives in all 50 states. And they suggested the campaign's going great. This is going to turn out to be a big landslide for Trump, much bigger than the previous race. And let me tell you, we're going to talk about some of the reasons that people believe that. And those reasons include the failures of liberal governance in big cities across the country, which Daniel Henninger in the Wall Street Journal writes about. It's why one of the little noted facts about the last couple of years in the United States is that big cities, which have been growing, all of a sudden they have an outflow of people who are able to leave. So why are people leaving places like San Francisco and Washington, D.C. and New York City and Chicago? We will talk about that with Daniel Henninger of the Wall Street Journal. But first up, this whole idea of an unexpected landslide for Trump. Part of it, honestly, and part of the reason that I think people feel and fear the so-called prospect of a civil war is because of media distortions and stupidities and cheap shot attacks. And there's one of those. There's a headline that appeared in the Seattle Times, and they used it for a big headline for an Associated Press story. Headline says, Facebook removes Trump ads with symbols once used by Nazis. And they say, uh-oh. Okay, when people think of symbols used by Nazis, what do you think of? You think of swastikas, right? Okay, I'm very sensitive to this because I am alive today because my grandfather, may he rest in peace, who was a German citizen, was born in Germany, actually served in the Kaiser's army in the First World War. My grandfather. And he left Germany in 1934 because of Nazi symbolism. Because he was ordered to fly a swastika flag over his own property. And he didn't want to do that, so he brought his family, including my mom, who was 9 years old, over from Germany, thank God. And they were able to get into this wonderful country legally. And again, I'm eternally grateful that there was that kind of response to Nazi symbolism. So what did Trump do, actually, in this controversial ad? What Nazi symbol did he use? Okay, it is BS. There is no recognizable Nazi symbol that was used here. Here is the story. And honestly, anybody who knows anything about history knows this to be true. They used a symbol that has been appropriated by so-called anti-fascist anarchists. The symbol is an upside-down triangle, and it's red. And it is true that in some concentration camps, which, by the way, are different from death camps, right? But in some concentration camps, and maybe even at Auschwitz, which was the biggest death camp of them all, the Nazis labeled communists and anarchists with this upside-down red triangle. So because of that, and this is something that even the New York Times acknowledges, a number of anarchist groups, a number of groups on the far left, have appropriated this upside down red triangle symbol and used it to say, look at this, the Nazis killed us, we're good guys. Well, they're not good guys. They're also extreme killers and lousy guys. It was in that context that the ad appeared on Facebook talking about the dangers of Antifa and extreme left-wing groups. And Tim Murtaugh, who was the press director for the Trump campaign, he basically said, look, in a statement, Trump campaign communications director Tim Murtaugh said the inverted red triangle was a symbol commonly used by Antifa, so it was included in an ad against Antifa. He said the symbol is not in the Anti-Defamation League's database of symbols of hate. And that's true. Because, I mean, to use that as a symbol of hate, so Facebook took the ad down and said we couldn't run it because it includes hateful symbols. And not because it's a hateful symbol because associated with Antifa, but because it's a hated associated with the Nazis. And the entire Trump campaign, of course, and I believe this completely, said, oh, well, we didn't know that this was even used by Nazis or that it was once in a concentration camp. Okay. So the point about this is the headline, Facebook removes Trump ads with symbols once used by Nazis. And listen to the lead. The lead in the AP story, the Associated Press story, it says, Facebook has removed campaign ads by President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence that featured an upside-down red triangle. Oh, no. A symbol once used by Nazis to designate political prisoners, communists, and others in concentration camps. Okay, there's nothing untrue in that lead, but it is profoundly misleading. And to associate Trump once again with Nazis and extremists in this climate, it's a low blow and it's a cheap shot. And honestly, if that's the best you've got against Trump, and it probably isn't. I mean, this cohort comes along with a big new Joe Biden ad. It's an attack ad against Trump. And it's very well done, actually. But I want to play it for you. That's clip one, Jeremy. And this attack ad is supposed to give you all the reasons why America is headed in the wrong direction and you need Joe Biden. And it ends with some hopeful photographs of Joe Biden and then his words that he paid for the ad. Listen.
5 years ago, Donald Trump descended to the basement of Trump Tower. For the last 5 years, he's brought America down with him, attacking health care for patients with pre-existing conditions, giving massive tax cuts to billionaires, not working families, praising white supremacists, stoking racial division, a White House in chaos, losing 300,000 jobs in a failed trade war with China, locking children in cages. He ignored science on coronavirus and misled the American people, stating it would miraculously go away. It didn't. Now, over 100,000 dead Americans, 20 million jobs destroyed, recession.
No, I don't take responsibility at all.
He shredded our alliances and turned our military on American citizens. You have the power to end the descent of our nation, to choose justice, unity, leadership, because we can't afford four more years of Trump.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
Okay, do you think it's a little bit over the top? It clearly is. The only thing is, and he ate your children. Look, there's a lot you can say against Trump. There's all kinds of reasons to be critical. There are all kinds of shortcomings. But the whole idea, like the tax cuts, it's simply a lie that the tax cuts gave only breaks to billionaires and not to working families. Most of the tax cut was aimed at working families and helping the economy. And no, he did not ignore the coronavirus. We will be right back on the MedVed Show with Daniel Henninger of the Wall Street Journal.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Michael Medved Show, part of the history of the last, oh, say, 30 years, has been noted by many, many historians as the revival of downtown. No, really, in city after city, even Cleveland. We're going to be speaking to Clevelander a little bit later in the show. But seriously, downtowns have revived. And all of a sudden, people are putting in new buildings, new economic activity. Well, not so much right now, because a lot of our most glamorous cities, including Boston, Chicago, Los Angeles, Miami, New York, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C., are all leaking people, writes Daniel Henninger. And it's a profound column again. Daniel Henninger is on the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's also a weekly panelist on the Journal editorial report on Fox News. Okay, Daniel, it's surprising, and I was surprised to see the numbers cited that you cite. Why would people be leaving glamorous cities like, say, San Francisco or Washington, D.C.?
Well, or unglamorous cities like Cleveland, Ohio. Michael, you are, in fact, talking to a native Clevelander right now. And I'm just, you know, I have watched that city try to revive several times, downtown Cleveland, and each time it kind of fell back. Well, the most recent revival over the past 4 or 5 years has been quite real. And just one big anecdote. To make it official, they always thought that what downtown Cleveland needed was a serious supermarket, kind of a sign, right, that a neighborhood is sustainable. And in fact, they got that supermarket about 3 years ago. It's called Heinen's. They're a big grocer in Ohio. And during the demonstrations of the past 2 weeks, that Heinen's supermarket was looted, smashed and looted. And as a symbol of why people who all over the country have moved back into the city, big cities, whether it's New York, Chicago, or smaller places like Pittsburgh, Cleveland, St. Louis, you know, you always incur some costs doing that. City life is stressful, and but people are willing to do it. There's a lot to say about city life, restaurants, cultural events. And it is true, as some demographers have pointed out, that process reversed about 4 years ago. The story about all these young knowledge workers and service workers who were moving into the city, that was true the first 5 years of this decade, but now it has reversed. And what I wrote this week is that I think the combination of the coronavirus, which started about 3 months ago, and the nonstop protest, which started about 3 or 4 weeks ago, both of which have affected all major cities. It's coronavirus, it was the lockdown, fear of catching COVID. Now it's the fear of these disturbances is almost surely going to exacerbate and speed up the exodus from all of these core centers. And that includes places like Miami that you don't normally associate with these problems, or Atlanta. The cost benefit, Michael, is just not working out for these city centers anymore. And you hear over and over again anecdotally that people are saying they cannot take it anymore. They're going to get out.
Well, that's exactly right. And I will tell you, last night in Portland, Oregon, another vital, dynamic city, very viable downtown. Last night, a mob of people, and the police did nothing to stop it, tore down and vandalized a statue of George Washington. I do think there are a lot of people who otherwise might enjoy some of the restaurants and, again, is the nightlife, the glamour, particularly empty nesters, getting some of those expensive downtown condos in cities like Portland. But who wants to live in a city where a really disgusting mob is going to tear down a statue of George Washington?
Yeah, exactly right. And on top of that, I mean, here is the core problem, I think. This is what has kind of created the tipping point for a lot of people the past 3 weeks. It has become clear that the government and governance in most of these cities, which one might describe as progressive Democrats, that those governments and the people running them have become politically incompetent and intellectually incoherent. If after the end of 4 weeks of these protests, the only idea that falls out of it, of all things, is defund the police, if the New York City Council unanimously agrees to cut $1 billion, one-sixth of the New York Police Department budget, how hard is it for people to connect the dots and conclude that what lies ahead is more civil disorder, more chaos, stress, and threat? If they,
may I add to that? And more homeless people camping out on the sidewalk.
Of course.
Which, of course, is a huge factor for, I think, a lot of people who are leaving these cities.
Yeah, there's no question about it. It is getting worse. And the fact that that these progressive governments not only countenance this behavior, but have no idea, no strategy whatsoever, I think it's caused a tipping point. And it isn't just political, Michael. You know, sometimes in the past we said, well, the cities are full of liberals, the suburbs are full of conservatives, there's tension. I think a lot of young liberal families who really aren't that highly politicized are going to look around the conditions that they're living in with their children in places like New York, Chicago, Portland, Seattle, Los Angeles, and just say, for the sake of stability, we have to leave these places behind. And as you know, the bitter, unhappy result is that what will be left behind are really wealthy progressives who don't care, can survive the incompetence, but worst of all, the poor people living in those inner city neighborhoods who have been shafted time after time, and they're the ones who will pay the real price for this progressive incompetence.
Boy, are you right. And this is, you keep doing these very important columns that I say that everybody should read. This is another one that appeared in the newspaper yesterday. Thursday is Daniel Henninger Day at the Wall Street Journal. The coming urban exodus. And you write, urban dwellers are resilient, but these simultaneous events have forced people to face a hard reality. In just 3 months, it has become clear that modern urban progressivism is politically incompetent and intellectually incoherent. What is a possible redemption for any of these cities or any of these families who are thinking about leaving?
Well, we went through this in New York in the 70s and 80s and early 90s, and the redemption was people decided they'd had enough and they elected a Republican, then young Rudy Giuliani, who brought in a policing model called Broken Windows, which, as everyone knows, turned New York into one of the wonderful cities in the country. That won't happen
this
again
is,
in New York. But hopefully
but
it will
maybe
somewhere
it
else.
Can happen elsewhere. The point being, with Daniel Henninger of the Wall Street Journal, police are the solution, or at least part of the solution, not the heart of the problem. We will be right back with the latest on the police strike in Atlanta and more on the Michael Medved Show.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Full steam ahead as President Trump is continuing to make final plans for his rally on Saturday night in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the first rally in months because of the coronavirus outbreak in the United States.
We're going to be in Oklahoma, and it's a crowd like I guess nobody's seen before. We have tremendous requests for tickets like I think probably has never happened politically before.
The president also taking to Twitter and saying any protesters, anarchists, agitators, looters, or lowlifes who are going to be in Oklahoma, please understand, You will not be treated like you have been in Seattle, New York, or Minneapolis. It will be a much different scene. Juneteenth celebrations continuing across the United States. June 19th marks the end of slavery in the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Your outlet for outrage.
It is outrageous what you are saying.
The Michael Medved Show.
This is outrageous.
I hope it's not outrageous to acknowledge that police officers are human beings. And people who work in law enforcement do so, for the most part, not in every single case, but for the overwhelming majority, because of a sense of duty, a sense of public service, and have one of the toughest jobs you can imagine. And anybody who denies that has not had the experience, which I was privileged to have years ago, as I mentioned before, when I did some work for police departments in the Bay Area of California, of going on all-night ride-alongs, especially with people in a city like Oakland, where you're riding around on patrol with a police officer at 2 or 3 in the morning. Oakland, according to some reports, has gotten better than it was in the 1970s. Would be hard for it to be too much worse. But this is a tough aspect of humanity. And right now in Atlanta, after the charging of Officer Garrett Rolfe, who's actually, he's being charged with felony murder, which is an aggravated charge, he could get the death penalty. And this is for an encounter with Rayshard Brooks, who was 27 years old, who died when he had fired twice. He had fired the taser that he had grabbed from a police officer, toward the police officer. And police training, as has been made clear by a black Georgia police chief, includes viewing a taser as potentially deadly assault. It's not a joke because it can incapacitate you for up to 6 seconds. And that's all it takes for someone to take your life or to inflict very serious injury. In any event, with this case, Atlanta police officers called out sick yesterday. to protest the following of murder charges against an officer who shot a man in the back, while the interim chief acknowledged members of the force feel abandoned amid protests demanding massive changes to policing. One of the things that demonstrators are protesting for when they talk about defunding the police is defunding pensions. Got that? Is there any justification for that? Let's say somebody, we're talking to Ruben Navarrete before, a friend. And Ruben grew up in San Diego. His dad was a San Diego cop. He gave 37 years of his life to serving the people of San Diego on the police department. You want to take away his pension? This is outrageous. So, look, police strikes are unthinkable. And this is a very serious problem, and I don't want to endorse what the police are doing, but interim chief in Atlanta, Rodney Bryant, said that the sick calls began Wednesday night. They continued through Thursday, but he added the department, at least right now, has sufficient staffing to protect the city. It's not clear how many officers called out with the sick out. Quote, some are angry, some are fearful, some are confused on what we do in this space. Some may feel abandoned, Brian said to the officers. But we are there to assure them that we will continue to move forward and get through this. This comes together with a piece in both the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal. And again, they don't usually agree. They agree on this. The Journal headline says Atlanta police prosecution is a tough case. And the article includes this. Garrett Rolfe, who is accused of shooting Mr. Brooks, faces 11 charges, including felony murder and 5 counts of aggravated assault. Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard said that the charges came less than a week after the fatal shooting of Rayshard Brooks, 27-year-old black man, in a Wendy's restaurant parking lot. Devin Brosnan, a second officer in the scene, faces one charge of aggravated assault and 2 charges of violation of oath. And Don Samuel, a lawyer for Mr. Brosnan, accused the district attorney's office of a rush to judgment. Mr. Brosnan, that's the fellow officer who did not fire his gun, was knocked to the ground during the struggle with Mr. Brooks and suffered a concussion as well as bruises on the arms and legs. Body camera footage shows officers conversing with Mr. Brooks for more than 40 minutes in a cordial interchange. Mr. Brooks says he is unarmed and he's patted down by Mr. Rolfe. The encounter escalated after Mr. Brooks failed a breathalyzer test. A physical altercation ensued between the officers and Mr. Brooks, according to Vizio's posted online. Mr. Brooks grabbed a taser from one officer and ran away. While running, he turned and appeared to point the taser in the direction of Mr. Rolfe. A Wendy's surveillance video shows. The video shows a flash suggesting the taser was fired, but it doesn't appear to hit anything. Mr. Rolfe then shot Mr. Brooks, who was still running. Prosecutors are pursuing an aggressive strategy based on a controversial legal doctrine known as the felony murder rule. In some states, which includes Georgia, also includes Minnesota, by the way, a homicide can be punished as murder if the defendant caused the death in the course of committing certain felonies. The felony murder rule allows prosecutors to impose murder liability without having to prove the killing was intentional or premeditated. If convicted, Mr. Rolfe could be eligible for the death penalty or face a life sentence. Can you understand why Atlanta cops might feel undermined, abandoned? And then that brings us to Seattle, where the cops are willing to risk their lives to preserve public order, and that's their job. But when they are ordered by a mayor to abandon the precinct where they are working, and what follows that is complete chaos. There's a Karl Rove wrote about this. And a week ago, there was a rally in the so-called autonomous zone. Right now, they're trying to call it CHOP, which is the Capitol Hill organized protest. But in any event, the police, by the way, are not absent from this area. And I think they've tried to reestablish police there to try to help people if they need it. But still, the businesses are completely find it difficult to operate in all of this. And I mentioned a speaker at Friday's rally, Karl Rove reports, based on videotape. The tape is amazing. He addressed his comments a week ago to white people in the crowd. And he said, all white people must give $10 to one African-American person from this autonomous zone. If you find it's hard for you, this quote, to give $10 to people of color, to black people especially, well, then you have to think real critically about it in the future. Are you actually going to give up power, give up land, give up capital? White people, I see you. I see every single one of you, and I remember your faces. You find that African-American person, and you give them $10. He helpfully added that they could use cash or Venmo. No, this is real. Okay, all of that is going on in a part of the city where the police have been driven away. Can you understand what this would do to police morale? When all of a sudden you are trying to insist, and there are two members of the city council who are trying to insist that they should ban all sweeps of homeless encampments so that homeless people can set up their camps anywhere on public property, sidewalks, streets, parks, you name it. This is a very real problem. So what's the result? A Trump landslide? We will get to that speculation, and I think it's serious. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED. MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the market, by the way, today had a great day, a roaring bull market kind of session until apparently the stock market got spooked by reports of a second wave, a coronavirus pandemic, which, of course, would spook the markets. It ended up being down some 200 points. Okay. That's very relevant, of course, to President Trump's electoral prospects. And one of the things that I know the president will be reading, because it's very encouraging to him, is a piece in Politico, where Politico is very much to the left, but they have a piece that says, "We're thinking landslide beyond D.C. GOP officials see Trump on a glide path to reelection." And if you're a Democrat listening out there, you say, well, wait. What about all the polls? The polls show Trump dropping. Well, listen to this, because I think that this piece in Politico gives a very good indication of why it is so many Republicans out there who are working for Trump just discount the polls. Say, forget about them. The piece begins, "By most conventional indicators, Donald Trump is in danger of becoming a one-term president. The economy is weak, the coronavirus persists, and his poll numbers have deteriorated. Interviews with more than 50 state, district, and county Republican Party chairs, however, depict a version of the electoral landscape that is no worse for Trump than 6 months ago, and possibly even slightly better. According to this view, the coronavirus is on its way out, and the economy is coming back. Polls are unreliable. Joe Biden is too frail to last. And the media still don't get it." The Politico quotes Philip Stevens, who's a GOP chair in Robeson County, North Carolina. That's one of several counties in that swing state that shifted from supporting Barack Obama in 2012 to Trump in 2016. "The more bad things happen in this country, it just solidifies support for Trump," he said. "We're calling him Teflon Trump. Nothing's going to stick, because if anything, it's getting more exciting than it was in 2016. I'm not sure we need more excitement right now, do we? Andrew Hill, the state party chair in Wisconsin, another crucial swing state, said that during the height of public attention to the coronavirus in late March and early April, internal polling suggested some sagging off from where we wanted to be. But now, he said, things are coming right back where we want them. That focus on the economy, that focus on reopening and bringing America back, that's resonating with people. In Ohio, by the way, I think Trump is going to carry Ohio, no doubt. He won by 9 points last time. In Ohio, Jane Timken, the state party chair, said she sees no evidence of support for Trump slipping. Jennifer Carnahan, the chairwoman of the Minnesota Republican Party, said the same. And Lawrence Tabas, who's the chairman of the Pennsylvania Republican Party, went so far as to predict that Trump would not only carry his state, but he'd beat Biden by more than 100,000 votes. That's more than twice the margin he mustered in 2016. That's still a close race in Pennsylvania, but still, it's amazing. At the center of disconnect between Trump loyalists' assessment of the state of the race and the one based on public opinion polls is a distrust of polling itself. Republicans see an industry that maliciously oversamples Democrats or undersamples the white, non-college-educated voters who are most likely to support Trump. They say it's hard to know who likely voters are this far from the election. And like many, they suspect that Trump supporters disproportionately hang up on pollsters, undercounting his level of support. And then they quote Ted Lovedahl, who's a chair of the Republican Party in Minnesota's 8th Congressional District. He said later, so he has friends who tell the pollsters just exactly the opposite of what they feel. Why? Because they hate the pollsters, and they want to make them look bad. Pollsters can look plenty bad. So why is Trump making this alleged comeback? And by the way, one of the things is we shouldn't learn a lesson from fake history. And it is fake history to say, wow, those polls were way off in 2016. When you actually look at the election eve polls, I've told this story on the air many times, but yes, everybody expected Hillary to win, said she had an 85% chance of winning and she was sure to win. And a lot of people said, of course she's going to win because she had been running ahead. It's partially what happened in 1948 with Truman and Dewey. They didn't have any late in the election polls back in 1948. And they didn't see what people now believe, historians believe, was a big swing to Truman at the very end of the campaign. With Trump, it was the same kind of thing, is that if you look at the election day polls that were released everywhere, they nailed it on just about every state. They predicted that a lot of states, including Florida, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan, were too close to call. They were really close. And I said on the air that morning that if all those states that were too close to call broke for Trump, he could still win that election. And he did. But the resentment of the polls and the resentment of the media unquestionably work on Trump's behalf. And that goes with stupid stories like this attempt to associate Trump with a Nazi symbol, which isn't really a Nazi symbol after all. And he's banned from Facebook because of it, or his ad is not accepted in Facebook because of it, despite the fact Facebook has been sort of lonely among social media platforms and saying they're not going to do any form of censorship or fact-checking or correction. The Politico piece concludes by saying, many admire Trump's bluntest instincts, the same ones that have cost him among women and independent voters, according to polls. Quote, the left called George Bush all kinds of names and just savaged him all the time, and Bush never said a word, said one Trump aide who worked for Trump in the late 80s and early 90s overseeing his fleet of helicopters. It was frustrating for those of us on the right. Now a guy comes along, you attack him, you're getting it back, double barrel. And everybody's sitting around yelling, yeah, that's right, give it to him. And most of all, Republicans put their confidence in an expectation the economy will improve by fall. Doyle Webb, who's chair of the Arkansas Republican Party and general counsel of the RNC, said the only concern that he would have about Trump's reelection prospects is if the economy had another downturn, but I don't see that happening. Instead, he predicted an improving job outlook and a return to the old Clinton mantra, it's the economy, stupid. Okay, there's much more on this, but Trump gave an interview to the Wall Street Journal that is profoundly entertaining and revealing people who don't like Trump are going to say, see, look at this interview. People who love him are going to say, see, look at this interview. This is why we love him. The lead on the big Trump interview, which was with Michael C. Bender, is President Trump took credit for popularizing Juneteenth, the commemoration at the end of slavery. And a few columns later, he says, Mr. Trump said testing for COVID-19 was overrated. And he allowed for the possibility that some Americans wore facial coverage, not as a preventive measure, but as a way to signal disapproval of him. Okay, what do those two statements have in common? Something that has been a very big part of Trump's career and partially of his appeal, which is it's all about Trump. In his word, in his world, this is very personal, and it's a grudge match. And President Trump also said in the interview, I'd like to think there is not systemic racism, but unfortunately there probably is some. I would also say it's very substantially less than it used to be. Actually, I don't think you can argue with that statement, that it is substantially less than it used to be. And it's one of those reasons that I think taking her out on this Juneteenth as Trump gets ready for his first big rally, there are people already lined up. His rally is occurring at the BOK Center, and that seats 19,000 people. This is going to be police shut down some streets to traffic yesterday, as Tulsa braced for demonstrations in support of and against Mr. Trump. They're all descending on the city. Like other U.S. cities, Tulsa has seen recent protests against police brutality toward African Americans. The rally at Box Center is supposed to hold 19,000 people. There will be an overflow crowd. There are lines around the block. What will President Trump emphasize in the rally? And what will the impact be on his electoral prospects? We will get to that and entertainment for the weekend and much more coming up in this.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.